Hey there, how's it going? It is your muscle building coach, Lee Hayward here, and I have something really cool to share with you today. What you're going to get is an audio recording of a live coaching call that I did for one of my Total Fitness Bodybuilding Inner Circle members. And this one is dedicated entirely to successful fat loss strategies, from how to start a proper fat loss program, to planning out your diet, and how to monitor your progress to ensure that you're on the right track for long-term fat loss results. So if you're struggling to get lean and you feel like what you've tried up until now hasn't worked, then make sure to pay close attention to this coaching call because it covers insider tips and tricks that will help you lose that stubborn body fat once and for all. All right, well, let's just jump into some questions and topics of discussion for today. One thing that I would like to discuss, and this is related to one of our new members, Barry, who just joined up. And I actually know Barry personally. He lives not too far from where I live, actually, probably only about 20 minutes away from where I live. And he's got an interesting situation. He just introduced himself on the forum and posted up his story. And it's a very relatable one that I think, one that deserves a bit of attention here, because it's a common situation that a lot of people go through. And basically, he's 36 years old, he's a father of two kids, working out on and off, you know, over the years. I mean, he's no stranger to bodybuilding and weight training, and he even, you know, he's been a photographer at some of our local bodybuilding shows. He knows a lot of the local bodybuilders and stuff, so he's no stranger to the whole bodybuilding lifestyle. But he's struggling with losing weight. Says he's 6'1", 285, has a decent base, but he needs to lose a good 60 pounds. And he's been following a 5x5 strongman pro, or the 5x5 strong lifts program, and he said he made some good strength gains, but of course never lost any weight, and his goal right now is to get the weight gone for the upcoming summer. So he's starting early. I mean, obviously that's a very smart move. If your goal is to be lean for the summer, you know, start early, and especially for people who struggle with weight loss, because the way it works is you can only lose weight or body fat, whatever you want to call it, but you can only lose so fast. You can diet as hard as you like, but your body can only lose so fast. And a good, realistic, and manageable weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. Now, when you first start a fat loss diet program, chances are you're probably going to lose weight a bit quicker than that. And the reason for that is because not all the weight lost is going to be pure body fat. It's going to be a combination of water, intestinal bulk, any of that roughage that you're going to be pushing out through, get rid of all that gunk. So water weight and bulk, and then you're actually going to start getting into burning actual body fat. So the first month of starting a diet, you know, you could literally lose like 0.5 pound a day. I mean, I've done it myself, you know, like go on a diet, first month drop 15 pounds. But again, how much of that is water weight? Probably 10. How much of that is actual body fat? It's probably about 5. So once you get past that initial hump and you're into fat loss mode, you've been following a consistent diet, training, cardio, all that, you've been consistent for a month, then you have your bases covered. What's going to happen now is you're going to get into what I refer to as fat loss mode. And personally, when I'm starting a fat loss diet, for the first month, I don't even get hung up in what's the word I'm trying to look for? What I'll do is I'll take my measurements at the beginning, I'll take progress pictures, and then I'll put that stuff aside. And then for the first month, all I focus on is being consistent with my training, being consistent with my nutrition, being consistent with my cardio. And I don't get hung up in, you know, taking measurements or progress pictures at all until that first month is gone. Because I know from that first month, you're just losing the excess water weight first. So I use that as my initial prep phase, just to get consistent and kind of get into the groove of fat loss. After that first month, then I really get into, you know, put the blinders on and focus on serious fat loss from there on. And I'll start tracking, you know, body fat percentage, body weight, and progress pictures at least every couple weeks. I mean, if you want to do it more often than that, that's fine. And especially things like body weight, I mean, you can do that frequently. You know, if you want to do it on a daily basis, that's fine. But for progress pictures and actually breaking out the body fat caliper and tape measure and stuff like that, once a week is plenty. I mean, if you want to do it every couple weeks, that's fine as well, because those numbers are going to be slower to change. Your body weight is going to fluctuate. So if you are going to be tracking your progress via body weight, what I would recommend you do, and this is a great tip that I just recently learned actually, is weigh yourself every single day at the same time every single day. So you have a consistent benchmark. So let's just say you wake up in the morning, and you use the restroom, get on the scale, and weigh yourself wearing just your underwear. You know, just keep it consistent and do that day after day after day. And just write down the number. So, I mean, just for example, today you might get on the scale and you're 200 pounds first thing in the morning. Next day you might be 197. The day after that you might be 201. You know, you might be 198 the next day. Whatever, just write down the number. And the idea is, at the end of the week, you can average those numbers and get your average weight for the week. And use that as your benchmark for monitoring your progress. Because there's day-to-day fluctuations in our body weight, you know, based on food intake, based on your exercise, and based on your stress levels. Stress can have a huge impact on your body weight. So, I mean, if you're under a lot of stress at work or family situations or anything like that, I mean, that can cause you to burn a lot of calories and actually lose weight. If you get a cold, flu, stomach sick, or anything like that, that's going to have a big impact on your weight. So, I mean, all these little things, even if it's not a major thing, I mean, we have these little daily fluctuations. So by tracking your body weight every day, and then at the end of the week, averaging it out, you can use that as kind of your benchmark to know over the long term if you're losing weight or not, or gaining weight. I mean, you can do vice versa for bulking or cutting. I mean, a lot of the same things apply. So use your daily average. And that's what you would monitor and base your results whether or not you're losing weight. Don't go by a quick day-to-day fluctuation. You know, if your weight dropped a few pounds in one day and think, oh, well, I'm on the right track, because that could be just water weight and intestinal bulk just due to, you know, temporary diet and lifestyle changes. It's not actual permanent body fat that you're losing. So do that and, like I say, get yourself into the groove of monitoring things on a regular basis. Now, one of the things that is key when it comes to fat loss is consistency over the long term. I mean, it's not that complicated. And when you look at a successful fat loss program, you don't have to be, you know, getting into these crazy complicated, you know, dietary formulas or anything else. I mean, to start off, all you have to worry about is being consistent. Consistent with your meals, consistent with your training, and consistent with your cardio. And day after day, that is it. It doesn't have to be complicated. And very often when you look at successful bodybuilders or successful physique competitors, a lot of times they are very boring and monotonous people. I don't mean that in a rude way or anything like that, but they are very... there's not a lot of drama going on because they can just stick to their plan day after day, do what needs to be done, and move themselves in the right direction. And when I'm looking at people, like sometimes you get people who are very busy with their lives, doing a lot of travel, having a lot of, you know, business dinners and things like that, and a lot of other crap that's going on in their life, and they're not, you know, a consistent daily schedule that is kind of boring and monotonous. If they have a lot of variety going on, it's hard to stick to that schedule because, you know, your meals are going to be different from day to day. Your travel schedule, your sleep schedule, all this kind of stuff kind of throws a wrench into your program. And it makes it harder to be consistent and do the little things on a day-to-day basis that you need to do to move yourself in the right direction. So try and keep things as consistent as possible. And that is the big thing. Now, I know if working, family, everything else, it's going to be challenging. But some tips that you can use to help with this is when it comes to your nutrition, The bodybuilding diet is not complicated, but you need to have the basics in place. And what I prefer to do is the staple foods. Chicken breast is a staple bodybuilding food. Have that cooked up, ready to go on hand at all times. I mean, buy up large trays of chicken breast. I mean, I personally, I like to go to Costco, buy big trays of chicken breast, and bake up the whole tray. And have that, just keep those in a Tupperware container in the refrigerator, ready to go. So, I mean, you have cooked, prepared chicken breasts ready to go at a moment's notice. I mean, if you're in a jam, you can grab a chicken breast cold out of the refrigerator and eat it and have a, quick, convenient source of protein. Vegetables, things like pre-made garden salads, you can go buy them at the grocery store, you can go buy them at Subway. But a pre-made garden salad is a great, quick, convenient meal. So, I mean, if you're in a jam, you could grab one of those chicken breasts out of the refrigerator, slap together some pre-made garden salad, boom, you got a chicken salad, which is a perfect fat loss meal. I mean, you're getting protein and you're getting a good source of green veggies and fiber. I mean, that right there is the basis. I mean, you could base a lot of your meals off chicken and salad. Now, I know it kind of gets a bit boring and monotonous, but remember what I was saying earlier, sometimes boring and monotonous is actually good when it comes to sticking to a fat loss diet and making good progress. So that's some of the basis. Another thing you should have these pre-chopped veggie trays. Now you can buy them already pre-chopped and ready to go, or you can save a little money and just buy the veggies yourself and chop them up. Like buy a bunch of celery, chop it up, wash it, have it in the refrigerator ready to go. Another things I like to have chopped up broccoli, chopped up cauliflower, cherry tomatoes, little things like that, like vegetables. They are the gem of a fat loss diet because you can eat vegetables pretty much until your heart's content and stuff your belly with veggies, and they're very low calorie, they're very filling, and they're very nutrient dense. And when I followed a successful fat loss diet, that's what I usually base my meals on. Lean protein, vegetables. Lean protein, vegetables. I mean, that's pretty much the most of my diet right there. And then I throw in some strategic carb up refeed meals. But again, well, we're not even going to worry about that for now. We're just going to try and stick to the basics. Have those foods on hand. And the idea is you'd want to have that available with you at all times so that you're not having to either one, skip a meal or go, to the drive-through or to the vending machine or whatever your go-to source of food is when you're hungry and you don't have any readily available food. You don't want to get in that situation. And ideally, you don't want to be getting into the situation where you are skipping meals either, because skipping meals is detrimental to your fat loss, because what happens is your blood sugar goes too low. And it causes all kinds of, your mind plays tricks on you, and then you get all kinds of cravings, and it's harder to control those cravings later on. So, I mean, very often you see people skip a meal, not eat all morning long, and then they just can't control themselves in the evening, and they just pig out eating all kinds of stuff, clean and junk food or whatever. So we try and avoid those situations whenever possible and have a consistent meal schedule throughout the day. Even if you're not really hungry and you're, in the morning, like I know some people say, well, I wake up in the morning and I'm not really hungry. It's a good idea to have something, even if it's just, like I mentioned, some chicken and veggies or whatever your thing is, even a protein shake, but have something to kind of keep that blood sugar stable throughout the day so that you're not going through these ups and downs and then you have low blood sugar all day and then end up pigging out in the evening, which is what most people do. And even though the overall caloric intake may not be that great when you consider if you're only eating in the evening, it's not the best for fat loss. It doesn't create the ideal metabolic environment for keeping your lean muscle mass and for burning body fat. So those are some things that you really want to focus on. With your training, try and find a schedule that works the best for you. Now, everybody has their own different situations, but I can tell you from personal experience and just from coaching people, more often than not, people who work out in the morning tend to be the most consistent. And I'd say if you were to do a survey of people who work out and try and see who is the most consistent, morning trainers, You know, people who get up and get ready, go to the gym, and then after the gym, get on with their day. People who do that tend to be the most consistent. And the reason for that is because when you start your day with a workout and get it done and out of the way, then the rest of your life can't get in the way. You see this a lot. I mean, if you wait until later in the day to do your weight training, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, if you're consistent and you can schedule it in and that's what works for you, then hey, by all means, do it. But the problem with that is if you have a really busy day at work or you have a lot of projects and deadlines and things coming at you, it's easy to push off your workout and say, hey, I have to do these other things instead. But if you start your day with the workout, get it done out of the way, then regardless of how busy you get later on, it doesn't matter because your workout is done. It's done. It's in the bank. Boom. You've reaped the results of that workout, and now you can get on with the rest of your life and work and family and whatever else is coming at you. So that's something you might want to look into. If you have trouble being consistent with your training, you might want to look into setting the alarm clock a bit earlier, getting up earlier, and heading to the gym and getting it done first thing in the morning. That's one option that you have available. Other options that you can look into, especially when it comes to doing extra cardio to aid with fat loss. One of my favorite forms of fat loss cardio is just walking. And the reason for this is because it's quick, it's easy, it's ideal for burning body fat, because getting out and going for a walk, it's burning calories, but it's not breaking down your body. When you do high intensity cardio, this is, yes, it's more metabolically demanding, but it's also harder on your body and it's harder on your recovery. So if you're doing high intensity weight training and then you go and do high intensity cardio training, it's like burning the candle at both ends. You know, eventually you're going to burn out and just start to feel overtrained and not be able to continue. But walking is not like that. Walking is a very therapeutic and relaxing form of exercise. It's getting, you know, blood flow and circulation, increasing your metabolism. It's good stress relief. So you're getting all these benefits, but you're not breaking down your muscle tissue. You're not breaking down your body. You're actually aiding with recovery. You can look at walking like active recovery exercise. So it's a good complementary form of exercise to, you know, if you want to increase your overall activity level without breaking down your body, without causing a lot of unnecessary aches and pains and strains and stress on your body. You can throw in that. So I will personally try and walk for at least an hour a day when training for fat loss. Now, that doesn't have to be all done in a single hour-long session. You can break it up. I mean, if you want, you can go do some cardio after your weight training workout. You can do some cardio on your lunch break. You can do some cardio when you get home from work or school or whatever it is you do. You can do some cardio, you know, go for a walk in the evening before you go to bed. So the thing I like about it is you don't need to change into your workout clothes. You don't need to go to the gym. You just need to haul on a pair of sneakers and get outside and do it. So it's a really convenient form of cardio. And for people who, you know, you're working a typical 9-to-5 job and you have your lunch break, hey, go for a walk on your lunch break. A fantastic way to help break up your day and also get some more exercise in there as well. And little things like this, I mean, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be complicated. But doing little things like this on a consistent basis can tip the scale in favor of fat loss and move you in the right direction. I mean, you want to look at it as like, it's literally like a scale. You know, you can tip the scale in favor of gaining fat. You can tip the scale in favor of losing fat. Or most people, we're tipping it back and forth all the time, but we're staying pretty balanced overall. You know, some weeks we may be a little, you know, Thanksgiving Day, for example, Christmas Day, all these things, you're going to pig out, so you're going to gain a little bit of body fat. Then you might be strict with your diet for a few days and you lose a little bit of body fat, and then you end up cheating again. So we're constantly just juggling back and forth, but overall we're staying the same and not really moving anywhere. So you need to be constantly looking at ways to tip the scale in favor of more fat loss and less fat gain, so that over the long term you can actually move yourself in the right direction. And it's just these little tiny choices that we make throughout the day. That's all it is. I mean, the key to successful fat loss and struggling and being stuck in a rut and frustrated with yourself is just little tiny decisions that we make, throughout the day. Like little things like, oh, I don't have time to, eat a proper meal, or I didn't pre-plan my food, so I'm just going to, grab something from the vending machine, or I'm going to, run to Tim Hortons or McDonald's or whatever your fast food joint of choice is and grab something, or grab something from the cafeteria at work. And going little things like that. That's all it is. It's little tiny decisions. Whereas if you pre-planned, thought ahead, and had your food ready, you wouldn't have to make that decision. And like I mentioned with the cardio, I mean, if on your lunch break, it could be as simple as, hey, you know what? I'm going to get, take my sneakers with me to work. I'm going to put them on and I'm going to go for a walk on my lunch break. Or you could just go sit in the cafeteria or the whatever with your buddies from work and complain about what's going on during the day. Little decisions like that, that's all it is. It's just these little tiny decisions to do something to move you in the right direction or not. That's going to ultimately determine whether you're a success or failure with losing body fat and reaching your fitness goals. It's not these major things. Like if you look at people who are successful, it's not that they're doing anything really drastically different most of the time. I mean, of course, there's exceptions to everything, but most of the time, it's just they're masters at doing the basics and they do those basics day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, until they actually, over the course of several months, then boom, they've reached a great level of, fitness and fat loss success. And people look at them like, whoa, what happened to you? When all it is just these little tiny decisions stacked up over the course of a long term. And so that's what I'm going to emphasize, especially for Barry. That's, I mean, this stuff can apply for everyone, but this is kind of dedicated to Barry, who's one of our new members here. And I think that's the issue that he's going through, because he knows what to do. He's been around the sport of bodybuilding. He knows people who've gotten ready for shows and everything else. So I mean, he's no stranger to it. He knows what needs to be done. It's just committing yourself to being consistent day after day after day. And one of the things you'll find is as you build on that consistency, it gets easier. Getting started is the hardest part. Once you get the momentum going, it's easier to keep that momentum going. Once you stop that momentum, you get stuck in the rut of day-to-day life and eating junk food and not watching what you're doing. It gets easier to get stuck in in day-to-day life and not watch what you're doing. So use momentum to your advantage. Once you can get that ball rolling, it's easier to keep that ball rolling and keep yourself moving in the right direction. I've always found myself starting a bodybuilding diet, for example, was always a challenge. Once I got going, it was a lot easier once I got the consistency going. And I used to actually love getting ready for a bodybuilding show right up until about 6 weeks out. And at the 6 week out mark for me, that's when I kind of crossed the threshold of going from lean to ripped. And that's when, for me anyway, once my body fat started to get really low, like, well into the single digits, that's when I found like my energy and strength and everything else started to plummet. But up until that point, I could maintain good strength and energy and not feel, any detrimental effects of the dieting, really. But sometimes when you cross that threshold to go from lean to ripped, which is required if someone wants to take it all the way to the competitive stage, that can be a challenge. I found like the last month before a show, I'm kind of running on willpower. But up until that point, once I got the momentum going and the consistency with the training, the diet, the cardio, everything else, it wasn't that bad. It was actually, quite enjoyable. And that's the funnest part of competing, I found. I enjoy that process of getting the momentum going and just kind of keeping it, riding that wave of momentum. That's a really fun and enjoyable part of it. And it kind of gives purpose to your training. And it's nice to be able to see, your body changing on a weekly basis. That just helps to add fuel to the motivational fire to keep you going. But again, getting the ball rolling, that is the hardest part. So it's going to take some willpower to get things started. But once they are going, you can kind of look forward to this. Once the ball is rolling and you're actually moving in the right direction and making progress, it'll be easier to keep that progress going. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to this audio, and hopefully you picked up some tips that will help you with your own fat loss program. Now, if you'd like to get a detailed and personalized program to help you reach your fitness and fat loss goals, then I invite you to join the Total Fitness Bodybuilding Inner Circle Coaching Club. As a member, you'll get access to our private discussion forum and live video chats where I'll personally help you with your diet and training program. In addition to that, you'll get brand new workouts every month, muscle building and fat loss video tutorials, sample diet plans, and you'll be able to post your own diet and workouts to our online training log where I'll personally follow along with your progress and offer tips and suggestions along the way to help you maximize your results. To start your own risk-free trial membership to the Total Fitness Bodybuilding Inner Circle, just visit www.totalfitnessbodybuilding.com for all the details. I'm looking forward to getting to know you better and following along with your progress as a member of our online community.